The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
From the biggest moments.
Can you believe it?
To gold medal championships.
Sidney Crosby, the golden goal!
It's your update on Canada's game. You're listening to the True North Ice Podcast with Jacob Ewing and Caleb Schneider.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the True North Ice Podcast, where we talk about everything Hockey Canada and everything Canadian hockey related. Mm-hmm. I'm Jacob Ewing, joined alongside my good buddy Kale Schneider. Kale, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. A week after the Four Nations face-off, and got more to talk about, and I'm excited for this podcast. Do you want to let them know what we're talking about today?
I would love to, Kale. We're looking into the future. Mm-hmm. 2026, when NHL players are allowed back in the Olympics, and we're doing some early predictions on yes, what sir. We think the men's side will be, but also the women's team mm-hmm. for men's and women hockey in Milan, Italy. Are you excited?
Yes, I am excited. It's going to be interesting. I was excited to dive into both sides. Obviously, last episode was just men, but it's going to be good to talk about some women, and I'm excited to see what you've got going on in your roster and see if you got any different rosters, see who's on and who's off.
I mean, I got a few tricks up my sleeve.
Okay.
I definitely
do. I'm excited.
You know, we really got a good look at the team after Four Nations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also excited to see who you have. I know you have some very interesting takes, so let's get into it, why don't we?
Yeah. So we're going to start with the men first?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, sounds good. So I made two rosters. I did the men team that I want, and then I want the men's team that I think will be chosen. Which one do you want to start with?
How about we have a little bit of fun?
Okay.
We go player by player to start of who we think are locks.
Okay.
Locks for the team. So like,
locks. Okay.
I'll start off. Connor McDavid. We both know he's a lock for the team.
Lock. I've got Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah. Okay. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Lock. Cale Makar.
Lock. Jordan Binnington.
Okay. I agree. Lock. Sidney Crosby.
I agree. I have him on my roster. Lock. Sam Reinhart.
I also agree. I also have him on my roster. Okay. Lock, Josh Morrissey.
Yep, I have him on mine. Yep. Lock, Braden Point.
Okay, I also have Braden Point. That's okay. Mm. We're kind of getting to that territory now where, like, players, like, aren't they good, but, like, are they going to make the roster?
I've got, yeah.
Lock, Mitchell Marner.
I've got him.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
I would say this is the final, like, lock.
Okay, then but, we can end it here.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm sure we have a couple more players that are on both our rosters.
Yeah.
But the only I think in my opinion the last lock is we got Shea Theodore.
Okay. You know, I don't know if I'd call him a lock, but I also have him on my roster.
Okay.
So we're gonna cut it there because we're gonna have all those players on both of our teams. Mm-hmm. So
I will say I think Shea Theodore has been a lock since like any national team since probably 2020. He would have been on any national team.
Okay.
But I think he's definitely a lock. Obviously he got injured during the tournament, but maybe not a lock, but I think he's locked in. Obviously, and remember bearing injuries, we're doing this a year out, so obviously this roster, what we have, will both be wrong, probably be because of an injury or two, but
yeah. All right, let's do it. How about you go first? I want to hear the roster that you want.
Okay.
Not that the end you think Canada will do, the roster that you want.
Okay. The roster that I want, we'll do forwards first, okay?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, Nathan MacKinnon, Sam Reinhart, Mitch Marner, Braden Point, Sam Bennett, Seth Jarvis, Brandon Hagel, and then I've got Mark Scheifele, Connor Bedard, Macklin Celebrini, Nick Suzuki, and Mark Stone.
Wow. You're bringing Celebrini.
Yes, I am.
Why is that?
Well, if I'm being quite frank, I literally, on my spreadsheet, I have, instead of him, I have Wyatt Johnston, but I'm thinking now I'd much rather have Macklin Celebrini. Just team I want. I want it to be fun. I want them to be young. Obviously, Wyatt Johnston's young. He's got a little bit more. I'd say Wyatt Johnston is more like defensive. He's more of a defensive caliber player, but Macklin Celebrini's more fun. That is for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, Wyatt, I feel like Wyatt Johnston also has more experience, though. Yes. Maybe not that much more. But, you know, he's got at least a year or two
Macklin. Macklin is, obviously, he's 18, and then Wyatt Johnston's 21, so 3 years. And Wyatt Johnston was, like, he definitely could have made the Four Nations team, that's for sure. Didn't make it, but And remembering, we have a year. Celebrini is going to get better, and it should be interesting. And obviously, Wyatt Johnson can still make this team. He definitely could easily win a spot over Macklin Celebrini, and for the team I want. Okay. But we still got a year.
Okay, and so I heard some other names on there. You're bringing Bedzie, Connor Bedard.
I am. He had a rough start to this year, that's for sure, and he's definitely stepped it up now. He's playing with a whole whack of farmers that a lot of people have never heard of. Like, Philip Kurashev has been his line mate for a majority of his past two seasons. Philip Kurashev's actually a pretty good player, but he's nothing like a freaking Nathan MacKinnon or Connor McDavid. In my opinion, like, you don't see Zach Hyman on this team. I see, like, if you want a player to play with Connor McDavid, I want to see Connor Bedard right there.
Okay.
I want to see a Connor Bedard, Nathan MacKinnon, Connor McDavid line.
You know, you give him an extra year. Mm. Another year to develop.
Got a year. Exactly. That's the same with Celebrini.
Yeah, I just Celebrini, he's still in his rookie season. That's
Thing. And he's almost a point a game.
I guess so. I guess so.
Like,
I don't think I heard Brad Marchand's name.
Did not have Brad Marchand.
The Canadian legend. You're not bringing him.
No, he was bad at the Four Nations faceoff. If he wasn't selected early, I don't think he would have made that team anyways. He was a great player for Team Canada. He's a great player. I think he's slowly falling off. The age is getting to him. But
we didn't see the physicality and the rat that we saw at the Four Nations faceoff. And like, I feel like the aspect, if they could bring that out of him, he'd be so good at the Olympics.
He would, but will he do that? He didn't do it in the Four Nations, right?
This is true.
All right. Do you want to do your forwards and then we'll go to defense? Or do you want me to go through the entire roster?
Yeah, let's keep it consistent. Let's go to my forwards. So, starting things off, I have Braden Point, Connor McDavid, Mitch Marner, Nathan MacKinnon, Sidney Crosby, Sam Reinhart.
Yep.
Guaranteed top six. Yep. Okay. Seth Jarvis.
Yep.
Mark Scheifele.
Okay.
Mark Stone. Brandon Hagel.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Bennett, who I thought had incredible Four Nations. And then Brad Marchand, also bringing. I have a lot of forwards here. I might have picked too many, but I'm going to keep going.
Okay. It's 14, but let's hear them.
I have 15.
Okay.
I have 15. So
after, you got to make your decision and cut one.
I'll cut one at the end.
Sounds good.
Here's the three that didn't play for the Four Nations team. Connor Bedard.
Mark Scheifele didn't play Four Nations.
Okay, yeah,
either.
Sorry. Connor Bedard
yep.
is, I'm bringing, easily.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Suzuki.
Okay.
I'm bringing. And somebody you didn't have on your list, who I think they should have brought for the Four Nations faceoff, Tom Wilson. Come to the Olympics.
Yes. Yeah, definitely interesting. He had an electric start to this year. His pace has fallen off, but I mean, I think he's got 41 points in 50 games.
You bring him for the fourth line.
Yeah, but
Tom
Wilson
is the best, but be the best fourth liner
he would be.
On a very, very good team you could get.
That's true. And he would easily replace Brad Marchand. That's for sure.
I think you play him together. Okay, tell me about a line. Brad Marchand, Sam Bennett, Tom Wilson. Holy smokes. That would be the greatest grinding checking line ever in existence.
Now, do you think an Austin Matthews or one of those crazy offensively talented USA players can't just carve them up, cut them through, break the defense after?
John Cooper's smart enough not to get that matchup going.
That's fair.
Even if that happens, I still have faith in my boys.
Okay.
You saw the way Sam Bennett was able to defend against the best players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He played that fourth line role with Brad, who had a terrible tournament, but I think he can pick it up. Add Tom Wilson, a little bit of scoring jazz.
Yeah.
He knows how to win, plays for the best team, second best team in the league right now in the Washington Capitals.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to bring him. At least give him a shot. I don't know if they gave him a shot for the Four Nations, but I think you give him a shot for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll see if he continues his pace, how he does in the playoffs, and how he starts next year.
Yeah.
But if he's still the same player, he is the same time in December, I think you got to try him out. Do you any last comments about my roster, my forwards, or do you want to move on to the defense?
I don't have anything else, I don't think.
All right. Me or you? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first again.
Okay.
Defense. So I've got eight again. I from what I've understanding, it's two, I think there's four scratches or five scratches. So I'm doing 14, eight, and then I got three goalies.
Okay. I also brought eight. So.
Okay. We totally could have screwed that up, too.
Whatever. Who cares?
Who cares? Oh, also, who are you going to cut? You had 15. I want to hear what 20 we get rid of.
And
just quick.
quickly, yeah. I'm getting rid of Brad Marchand.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Defense. I've got Drew Doughty, Thomas Harley, Cale Makar, Shea Theodore, Josh Morrissey, Devin Taves, and then my two guys that I'm bringing, Dougie Hamilton and Mackenzie Weaker.
Drew Doughty. Mm-hmm. You're given, I know he's...
Drew Doughty will not be playing any game that's important. He will only be playing round robins, by the way.
You bring him for experience? Yeah?
I bring him for experience. Okay. Just for fun. Why not?
Okay.
Put him on that roster. Why not?
And
one
so
more shot.
Who else? Who did you name that wasn't on the Four Nations roster?
It was Dougie Hamilton and Mackenzie Weaker.
Okay. Why don't you give us a quick explanation on Dougie Hamilton?
Dougie Hamilton, he's currently... I think he's at 40 points with 60 games or whatever.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know if he was going to make the Four Nations. I don't think he was a big front runner, but I feel like given the team he's playing on, he's going to get better even though he's so old. Like, he's just going to keep racking up the points. He's played every game this year, 60 games. Devils have played 60 games. He's been that defenseman, that number one D-man on any team, really, to be honest. He's always been strong and consistent. Other than injuries, sure, he's been injured a couple times where it's been rough. He's definitely proven himself, and at least in the NHL, not much in the international stage, but in the NHL, he's proven himself to make the team. And the Mackenzie Weaker, obviously, we know the story there. He was probably the next one up after Thomas Harley, I would assume. Obviously, we don't know exactly, but he played great in the World Championship, and this guy is blocking shots left, right, and center, and he's got an offensive touch, too.
Okay, now, just to reiterate, because I don't know if I heard you right, did you name Alex Pietrangelo?
I did not.
I missed that.
No, I do not want Alex Pietrangelo on this roster. Now, obviously, we know what happened. He missed the tournament, the Four Nations tournament, because of an illness or some sort, or I don't even remember, some sort of injury or surgery, something. He missed the tournament, but he played games before. So, like, they announced it, then he played games for Vegas, and then didn't play. Sure, I'm pretty sure Pietrangelo had a say in this. I'm sure Vegas wanted him to not play in the tournament. And I don't want this guy on my team if he's not playing best on best, right?
It's the Olympics, though. He's going to show out for the Olympics. That's different.
I know, but I don't want this guy on my team.
So you're not saying it's skill-wise.
No,
it's
I think we're good
dedication-wise.
With...
dedication-wise.
I think we're good with Josh Morrissey, Devon Taves, and Cale Makar. The other guys can just play defense. That's all I need. Pietrangelo plays defense, sure.
Okay.
Or he's a defensive player, I should say. I want defensive players, defensive defensemen. He can do that, but I'd rather take a Dougie Hamilton, who can provide offensively and probably is a little bit better defensively.
Okay. Fair enough. I don't mind that decor.
Okay.
I like the picks.
Yep.
Let me do mine.
Yes, let's hear it.
All right. Team Canada's defense, here we go. I have Devontae's, Cale Makar, the number one pair.
Mm-hmm.
My next pair is Shea Theodore and Alex Pietrangelo, okay? Yep. I'm bringing Pietrangelo. Has he played for Team Canada in the past? I mean, I guess we haven't had best on best for a while, but he is a little bit older. He was the captain in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
He just knows. He plays the big game.
Yeah.
I think you bring him. Big-time player, big-time things. Okay, moving on. My next pairing is Josh Morrissey.
Okay.
And actually, I'm not going to call this pairing, but Josh Morrissey. And I'm also bringing Mackenzie Weaker.
Okay.
So I'm bringing Weaker. I think, you know, he was so dedicated to go to the Four Nations. Just didn't come, obviously. But he said he was ready to cancel his vacation, drop everything, go right there, then and there. My final two defensemen. I have Thomas Harley, just like you did, played a very good Four Nations face-off.
Yep.
And then, I kind of regretting my decision, I'm giving a very good look, and I want to know your reaction when I say this, to Evan Bouchard.
Okay. Can you break that down for me?
Evan Bouchard, big-time player. Do you remember his stats from the playoffs last season?
Yes, I do.
Well, can you tell the audience?
You know what? They're great, but he's playing with the two greatest players in the world.
The thing is, Caleb, he is still playing with probably maybe even more of the greatest players in the world. He now has more of those great players to feed off of. His offensive touch to go about right behind Cale Makar.
But where do you find power play time with Josh Morrissey and Cale Makar where Evan Bouchard sure, he's gotten better at even strength, but he still coughs at the puck and he does get sheltered.
Okay. That's why I said I was on the fence about this. I still think he gave Evan Bouchard a look, but my replacement is going to be Colton Parayko. Just because big body.
Yep.
Did all right in the Four Nations faceoff, held his own. I really like his size though, and I think you need that kind of size because he's massive.
That's yeah.
And that's exactly what you want from a third pairing defenseman. So give me Colton Parayko.
Do you want to go to goalies or?
I'll start goalies off. I would love to. Okay. In between the pipes, I will start things off. Not naming a starter.
Okay.
Not going to name a starter, but we both said our lock was Jordan Binnington.
Yep.
And he's got to be on the list. Definitely has to be on the list. Yes. Had a great Four Nations face-off. Mm-hmm. The reason maybe even won. Number two.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Aiden Hill.
Okay.
I bring Aiden Hill. So I have Aiden Hill playing the third slot, though.
Mm-hmm.
My next goalie, which easily could be the starter over Binnington.
Yeah.
And I think, I hope you also have him on your list, is Logan Thompson.
Yes, I have Logan Thompson on my list.
Okay, good.
Yes, he definitely deserves to make it. That's for sure. I'll just quick go into mine. Mine is a little different. I've got Logan Thompson and Jordan Binnington, but instead of Aiden Hill, I've got Mackenzie Blackwood. Obviously, he moved from the freaking Sharks to the Colorado Avalanche, and he's played pretty great. He's playing on a better team, obviously. He's young. He's only 20, 28. He is currently sitting at a 2.5 goals against average and a .916 save percentage. He's got 20 wins or 21 wins. I don't see him ever playing a game, but he's better than Sam Montembeau, and I would rather have him than Aiden Hill.
All right.
Yes.
So that is our men's Team Canada team.
Mm-hmm.
And we move over to the women's side.
Yes.
Which is a bit different than the men's.
Yes, sir.
Yes, all these athletes play for the PWHL, but they also do represent Team Canada a lot more often than the men's team does.
Got the rivalry series. They got a lot more tournaments.
Yeah. And so Team Canada, world champions last year, beat the U.S., I believe, 6-5. And then actually just played the U.S. in a rivalry series, but a month ago, best of five this time.
Yeah.
And I believe it was 3-2. I came down to game five, I believe.
I believe so.
And Team Canada won it. So
yes, sir.
We are on top of the world right now. Okay. And so let's start with some big players. Absolute lock, even for the captaincy, is Marie-Philippe Poulin.
Correct.
Easily. Sarah Filliet.
Mm-hmm.
Easily going to make the roster as well. Also, another player who's a lock is Sarah Nurse. I have Emily Clark and Julia Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
I also have Brianna Jenner, another one of those players who has a tremendous amount of experience.
Okay.
I have Laura Stacey, who lit up the rivalry series. I believe she had 5 points in 3 games. I could be wrong on that, but she absolutely lit it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, another player with lots of experience, Natalie Spooner. And those are my locks for... Actually, I didn't even name... Do you want to do the defense or do you want to wait?
Just run through the defense.
Okay, and the four locks I have...
You've got a lot. There's a lot of locks.
Yes.
Like, that's a thing. They play so much.
Yeah.
You know who's a lock, right?
Yeah. And so my four locks for the defense are Claire Thompson having a great year, Renata Fast, Erin Ambrose, and Ella Shelton. Those are my four locks for Team Canada's defense. All those four players are having great years in the PWHL.
Yes.
They are almost even averaging point. Some of them are even averaging point per game almost. Just especially Claire Thompson. I don't remember the exact amount of points she has, but I know she is having a great year. 15 points in 20 games. That's what she has right now. In the 2022 Olympics, she had 13 points in 7 games.
Yes.
Almost 2 points a game as a defenseman. At the Olympics, she has experience. Renata Fast, 18 points in 21 games also in the PWHL this year. That's going to be a huge, maybe even top pairing. The defense is going to be so much offense on the defense. Those are my top four. Caleb, I'll stop talking. You go.
Do you want to just do your goaltending locks while we're here?
Oh, sure.
Because there's two, I'm pretty sure, that we both have.
Okay, how about you go first?
Well, I've got Emerence Mashmeyer, and then I've got Anne-Renee Debien.
Yeah, I also have both those goalies.
Yep.
I've Canada's goalies are just insane.
Uh-huh.
Like really, really, really good.
They're both having great years in the PWHL.
And so then I'll go on to my third goalie.
Yeah.
And is Corinne Schroeder.
Yep. I have her too. Yep. From NFL.
Plays for the Sirens.
New York, yep.
Yep. Last season had a .930 save percentage.
Wow.
This season, yes. 0.908. So I think Schroeder should get the call.
Yep.
Even maybe
I have her on my list, yep.
Okay. So we agree with the three goaltenders.
Yep.
So let's go move on to maybe some of our maybe not so locks.
Yeah. Do you want me to just run through my forward list?
Sure. Let's do it. Actually, or do you want to go player for player? And I'll tell them if I also have that player on my list.
Okay. And these aren't in order of points or anything. These are just how I wrote them out. Got Daryl Watts, MPP, Sarah Fillier, Emma Malte, Sarah Nurse, Natalie Spooner, Emily Clark, Blair Turnbull, Laura Stacey, Brianne Jenner. Got Kristen O'Neill, Jamie Lee Rattray, and Jennifer Gardner. Three of those players, Daryl Watts, Kristen O'Neill, and Jennifer Gardner, those three were not on the Olympic roster in 2022.
Yes, yes. I think I had almost everybody you had except for one.
Yeah.
And that was, she plays for the Charge, Danielle Sardokny.
I do not have her on my list.
You do not have her on your list. Mm-mm. She played for Canada many, many times.
She actually scored a golden goal, actually.
Yeah, she did.
World champion. Was it last year or even this year?
I think it was last year.
But yes, it was her. It was between her. For the final spot, it was her and it was Jamie Lee Rattray. I went with the older one, Jamie Lee Rattray. Rattray not doing as great in the PWHL as Sardokny, but it was close and I went with the older.
Okay.
Is there anything else you got on the forward core?
I think that is it. Yeah, I think we had, I like all your picks. Let's move on to the defense.
Yep.
So I named my four locks. I want to know if you also have those on your team.
Got Ella Shelton, Renata Fast, Claire Thompson, Aaron Ambrose.
Yeah, those are the big four.
I've got Micah Zandi Hart, Jocelyn LaRocque, and the one that's the most interesting, I got Chloe Primorano.
I love it. There we go. And the thing is, I have this same exact
there
seven.
There we go.
And
dang.
I don't think that Primorano, I don't think that's a surprise.
No, yes, it's not. So, I mean, it's interesting given she's 18.
Exactly. We both know the story.
Yep.
Do you want to describe it a little bit? I have some notes, if not.
I mean, she's currently right now on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, but she was drafted to the WHL first ever woman to be drafted.
Seriously?
I believe so.
I didn't get that. Really?
You didn't know that?
No.
She was drafted. I
gotta search this up.
I believe she was the first ever woman to be drafted in the CHL.
268th overall.
Yeah, it was low, but she got picked.
She got
crazy,
picked.
No?
Damn right crazy. She got picked. Yes. Future of Canada's defense, easily. Yeah. And you got to bring her for the experience.
You have to bring her. Oh, yeah.
It's like Bedard.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really have anything else on defense. Is there any other things you have defense or even goalie-wise, Jake?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a solid team, hoping for another gold, obviously. Still a year away. So much can happen to the women's team or even the men's team. We'll have world championships in between that. We'll see a little bit from the men's team because maybe some of those fringe players will play in the world championship as they always do. And then we'll definitely see the best on best women
for sure.
The world championship, which is always create some great moments.
Mm, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Jake, is there any other thoughts you got?
I don't think so. I just think I'm super excited for the Olympics next year. I know this is so early.
So
early. A year
before. Yeah, we're both wrong.
We're probably going to be wrong. Like,
oh, easily.
My Evan Bouchard poll, probably going to be wrong. Yep. Caleb, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Great episode. Guys, check out the next episode. This is a movement.
You can check us out on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, even all True North Ice on all those platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, if you're listening to this on Spirit Live, check out our YouTube where we even got cameras. We got the whole production
going. Yes, you
can
see our face. You don't know who we are.
You don't even know what jersey Caleb was wearing
right now. Is it a Jonathan Huberdeau jersey? You got to check it out now.
Exactly. So check us out. Caleb, want to wrap us up?
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. And stay tuned for next week. Peace out, guys.
See ya.